Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Warriors have won a couple in a row without Curry, without Draymond. Jimmy Butler returned last night, and the Warriors absolutely, you know.
They're playing defense, Steiny.
Can somebody, explain to me Billy Donovan? How come Billy Donovan just gets to coach the Bulls for 8 years and they never have to have any success?
I ain't got nothing for you, man.
Billy Donovan. Don't dislike him.
I he lost six in a row going into that game, but they just missed me with Josh Giddey, too. Stuff.
You want to talk to me about Bulls? Yeah. Jeez.
What are the Cavs doing Saturday? I know they had warrioritis, but my gosh, Evan Mobley, he stinks.
Well, they played Friday.
I mean, my
they were
boy,
on back to back.
And I didn't mention real quick, signing Guy Santos. He's been playing. He's been active. He was mad. I mean, just that's all I guess I was asking for. Remember, I was like, I'm down. I ain't down anymore. It's just the season will take care of itself. And Pat Spencer, can you continue that when you get your whole team whole? But he's on a heater, man. And just get in where you fit in. And right now, Jonathan Kuminga is not fitting in. And I have no problems with what Steve Kerr is doing, Steiny. Dude, it ain't even just about missing. It's just his whole body language has just been off.
It's over.
There you go.
I mean, it's just
you sound like my first girlfriend.
It's obvious.
It's over.
They gave it a shot.
Yeah.
I think they kind of tried.
Mm-hmm. It's over.
They were hoping for the best, but.
And you can read it from him, too. I don't know if you caught him with Fridell with 5 minutes last night at the locker, but. He's kind of, we're playing good, you know?
Yeah, I think we're all coming to that conclusion, whether we love Jonathan Kuminga, whether we blame the Kuminga, whether we blame the Warriors, whether we think Kerr's mostly responsible, Kuminga's mostly responsible, whoever it is, I think, you know, we're all coming to the same conclusion that he needs a change of scenery, right. Jonathan Kuminga. And it looks like that's something that he's looking forward to. So let's see what they can get for him and where they go. But they still have to figure out, obviously, what they're going to do with him for the next 5 months,
yeah.
If anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do with him, Goo?
Well, I'll say this. There's protagonists, antagonists, and I'm sure he has his definition of those. But the bottom line to me is Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm just using Saturday. I'm just picking that. Well, he was 1 of 10. I didn't like the mannerisms. I haven't liked the mannerisms. And as much as I want to defend him and how he's being utilized or underutilized, at the end of the day, you got to go out there and ball. You got to perform. And he has not been performing. Let me tell you who's been performing. Pods, even no matter what happens, he gets scolded, pods, and he plays. Pat Spencer, Guy Santos. So what do you do with him, Steiny? You're winning games without him right now. And if you continue to do that, then I just think he's out the rotation. So I hate that there's two dominoes out there that have me thinking, okay, with Melton coming back and Jimmy coming back last night, not throw off the synergy, but, you know, before we know we're whole, like a loaf of bread. So is Pat Spencer and the rest of the gang and Santos, and maybe I'm asking questions that athletes don't get answers to, Stani, you just take it day by day, but what's going, can they continue playing like this when Dre and Steph get back?
That's just a great question.
Natural, you know what I mean, element of, okay, now the big dogs are back. Dre's got the ball all the time. Can they look as quick and as tenacious? And both players are great. Don't get me wrong, but I am thinking, like, what for the lesser players changes when the big dog, those two big dogs come back?
It's a problem.
Okay, all right. I'm trying not to have those thoughts, but I'd be lying to you all.
I wouldn't say, actually, you know what, let me change that. It's not a problem, but it's something they're going to have to overcome. I mean, look, if they play Minnesota on Friday and they've got Butler, Green, and Steph Curry, and Horford's available, of course it impacts Spencer. And of course it's going to impact Pajemski. And of course it's going to impact Kuminga and Will Richard. But again, without attaching a positive or a negative to it, this is what we all signed up for, essentially. This type of thing. Steph's going to miss 3 or 4 games. Now he's coming back, and he goes right back to being the best player on the team and a guy you got to run your offense around, and rightfully so. But if you don't think it's going to affect the role players, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to – it absolutely will affect the role players. It's just a matter of how the role players respond to their change of roles game in and game out. That's really what it comes down to.
Now, before I've been yapping, what are your thoughts on what you think is going to happen with Kuminga? Do you think this is just a one-off, or is he out of the rotation for the foreseeable future to you?
He is. What is he? He's like break glass in case of emergency, I feel like, at this point. So I think he'll probably play in blowouts. I think Kerr will pepper him in there here and there to see if he can get anything out of him. But I think, by and large, Kuminga's an afterthought on this team right now. I just do. Mm-hmm. And, again, without saying it's good, bad, or indifferent, I think that's what we're all looking at. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you make of the last 3 games for the Golden State Warriors? And I'm lumping Philly in there. Because on its own, I wouldn't have really thought much about the Philly game. You got down 24, the subs came back and made it a game. But in the wake of what they did to Cleveland and then Chicago yesterday, now you got to give them credit for what they did against the Philadelphia 76ers. So my question is, what do the last 3 games mean? Do they mean anything other than 2 wins in 3 games?
That's fascinating. And also the last 3 games, and you tell me what you think of this caveat, Stani, or this nugget, they've held the opposing team to under 100 points. And again, I talked about their lack of size, but this is the defense that I saw last year when Jimmy came, and, you know, he was only here for one of the games on the road trip. But the bottom line is, I don't have that answer. I hope it means that Curry, Dre are watching this, just like Jimmy was proud, knowing what's going on and who's got it going. And right now it's strength in numbers. How can they make that gel or mesh to where we're talking about reserve players now, not superstars, because I think mentally it's easy for a superstar to fit in. But when you're talking about role players and their role, like Pat Spencer, he won't be starting, right? Or do you expect him to start when Steph comes back? I don't know. If Pod starts, Spencer should be starting over him, so I take that back. There's a possibility, but just how can you make this thing get cohesive? Or D'Anthony Melton, who's playing. So I'm excited because I got energy back. I got life back, I feel like.
And I don't want to be and now you got a 37-year-old and a 36-year-old coming back. Yeah. Like, how does that work? 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, coming up in the next 10 minutes, you're going to hear the keyword to give you a chance to win one of the 3 Warriors the Town jerseys. You can qualify every hour or so keep listening. In the next 10 minutes, I'm going to give you the first keyword of our show, and there'll be 4 of them, 1 every hour. This is Steve Kerr. talking about what the Warriors have maybe stumbled onto.
We've watched us three games in a row where we've found a really good groove, played good two-way basketball, and obviously the last game was a gut punch. You know, the OKC one, we played well. They hit huge shots down the stretch. But the other night in Philly, that was a tough one. So it feels great to see the guys respond and come up with a big win against a great team without so many of our guys.
All right, that was Steve Kerr saying that, you know, for whatever reason, the team's found a little groove in the last three games, and you've got to acknowledge that and move forward with that information in hand.
Now, tell me what you think of this. I mean, we're talking about two stewards of this dynasty, Draymond and Steph. So, Stoddy, this is a good problem to have, right?
If you want to say so, you can.
Until we find the result. You know, without seeing the result, I got to believe. I'm with you, and I'm enamored, and I'm just like, I'm curious, and I want it to keep going, but I got to believe from the outside looking in, Steph Curry, just himself, along with Trey, that's a good thing.
Steph, yes. I don't know about Trey. I mean, the bottom line is, if you're going to play Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, the ball movement is not going to be like it is with these other guys. It's just not. That's not who Butler is. And Draymond, I think over the last couple years of, you know, his career, is holding it a little bit more than he normally is. And he tends to, you know, Draymond, as great as he is, can tend to be like a quarterback who looks down a receiver when it comes to Steph Curry. So, look, it's the question's this: can the old guys play more like the young guys, or are the young guys going to have to play more like the old guys when they get back? And it's just another version to me of one of the issues that this team has, and that is they got a lot of old guys and they got a lot of young guys, and they don't have a lot of guys in the middle.
Now, what element that you're describing is natural? Or do you say, goo, that happens all day, every day on the basketball court? Like, do you think Dre watching, you know, Pat Spencer on this heater, if he were to start and take pod spot, or even D'Anthony Melton, do you think he would delegate some of his duties by being the quarterback at the top of the key, knowing that maybe Spencer and D'Anthony Melton could do some things on their own with the ball in their hand?
I mean,
to initiate some offense.
You know, Draymond prides himself in being a smart player. So I would leave it up to him to figure out how he's got to fit in.
But I agree with you.
To me, the last three games, and when did Draymond get hurt in the Philly game? Like a quarter into the Philly game?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't fall apart. Wow. You know, they didn't fall apart without Steph. They didn't fall apart without Draymond.
And I thought they were.
And I'd like, look, I don't
I
know.
Thought, I, I'm being, I thought they were, partner. That Philly game, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean,
and then they scored 10 in the first. They're down 24, so I was almost like, Dub Nation was, you know, hemorrhaging.
Well, I think that the bottom line is they're not going to keep winning games with these guys consistently, but what have these guys represented over the last week? How much of it matters moving forward, and how much of it is just maybe a temporary thing where you get the team over the hump while the stars are hurt? You tell me. At 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Tim in North Carolina. Hey, Tim, start us off, buddy. How are you, man?
He's not going to be happy. Tim.
Guru, stop. Don't be saying I'm not going to be happy. I told you that night when y'all was out, when we were making it a big deal against L.A., I still wouldn't know where I was at. I was at the casino with my wife, and I was like, Guru, it ain't no need to be hyped up about this. It ain't going to last.
Wow.
I remember telling you that.
You did.
And, these last three games are just like the first three. Or you remember last year when Kuminga was going to be starting, you know, it's been a lot of change with the team where different things happen and, like, we get used to it, and then it's that switchback. Like Steiny just said a little while ago, look, you got to be ready to pivot when the old heads come back. So, look, man, I mean, I hope they can keep it going. I mean, it is what it is. I almost agree with Steiny. Like, look, that's what I kept telling y'all over the summer, fellas. Like, guys, it was not going to work. And I like you, Goo. one for 10 Saturday, right? And one for 9 early in the week. He can't put 6 or 7 bad games in a row. He is not Steph. He is not Dre. He is not Jimmy. Hell, he ain't even Buddy Hill. Buddy can play through 8, 9 bad games and kind of work his way out of it. He doesn't have that leeway. He don't got that carte blanche. And he knows it. We all know it. And it's over. And I just felt like you would be getting more from Royce O'Neal right now. You would be getting more from, why not bring Malik Monk and make him the 11th guy on the team under 6'4", right? Like, it's just, at the end of the day, we didn't have to do this. You, guys, do the math. $23 million divided by 82. This dude about to get $280K for DNPs, for the, enough money to change people's life in one game for DNPs the rest of his time here. And it was asinine to do that. We should just got, we knew it wasn't going to work. We all talked about it. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's good to see where we at right now. And Spencer, do your thing, man, you know, and enjoy it. I think what we got right now, we got role players, and role players are built different, Goo. You know that. Steiny knows that. Role players are built. Role players aren't usually number seven picks, man. Go through that draft class, top 15, and who got drafted? Team with MVPs and this and that. Like, come on. He ain't got it. He ain't built for that. And we should have known that and should have let that kid did everything possible to let us know he didn't want to come back to this damn team. He wanted to, wow, and we Tim. Still made it.
Yep. Thanks, Tim.
No, I got to give him credit, Stoney. He did call in when, you know, the first couple of games for Kuminga were going great. He wasn't biting, so I'll give him credit. He kind of thought this was destined. I have to say something because I didn't have the opportunity not being at work Friday. This is, do you tell me if I'm doing too much? This is from a Kuminga standpoint. This was the Sixer game. Kuminga throws the ball away. Philly guy, I think it's Edgecombe, goes down, gets an and one. This is me. It's not about you want a 10, your shot not going. Steiny, and they're getting ready for the free throw right after they get the three-point play, and he's smiling. Like, my whole thing was, there's too much teeth. You just gave up a turnover, and it turned into a three-point play, and you're smiling as if you're too cool for school. My thing is, it's just not about the shots going in. It's the mannerisms in your body language. That's where I'm so disappointed in J.K., Steiny, is he's let himself and the team down in that manner, as if it's okay for you to throw a bad pass and then smile after there's an and one. I was just in the lab like, oh, I'm disgusted. What are you smiling at? That's the little stuff that gets you DNPs.
I mean, yeah, I know the play you're talking about.
you're smiling like, what's funny? I get you. That stuck with me.
I mean, sometimes you just smile because you feel like you can't catch a break. Mm. And maybe that's the way he was feeling. I know the play you're talking about. It was a terrible pass. I have a feeling he thought
he did.
Melton,
it
I think it was Melton, or somebody should have come harder to the ball. But no, it's not. It's not.
It doesn't look good.
It's not going well with Kuminga. And now the question becomes, what's going to happen in mid-January when you have a chance to trade him about 5 weeks from now? What do you do in the meantime with Jonathan Kuminga? I don't know. I mean, I think you got to kind of treat him as your 9th or 10th man now. If he's not in the rotation, he's not in the rotation.
But from a Warrior standpoint and a fan that I am, that we are, Steiny, I thought hopefully he was averaging 16 to 18 and you would sell high. Now that he's not been performing, I do wonder that haul that might come back in a Kuminga transaction. It's probably at his lowest point.
Yeah. But he was never getting a haul.
Wow.
Why would he?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I feel like the Warriors gave him a haul with that 25 mil. So I was just thinking some team might already can look at Kuminga and feel like, forget this year. We can throw on the Minnesota series last year if you're into that, if you're another team. But I was thinking when you like something, you know how to not overlook, but look for the good in somebody. And there's a lot of good footage of Jonathan Kuminga, and maybe that's why you could expect something back.
Yeah, I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga's value has jumped or fallen in the last year or two. I don't think he's highly sought after. I don't think there's more than a handful of teams that might be intrigued by him. And I just don't see at this point who's going to give up anything of value for Jonathan Kuminga. He's not. Like, you can't, if you like Jonathan Kuminga, that's one thing, but you can't give up a productive player on your team right now for Jonathan Kuminga, I don't think, unless you're not a very good team and you just want to take a shot at a guy. But I don't know. I mean, if I'm another team, even if I'm not completely tapped into what's going on with the Warriors, I got to say, well, why the hell hasn't this kid played in 5 years? There's got to be more to it than he's a great player and they're just not playing him. I don't know what it is. All right, here we go. First opportunity to win a town jersey. Text the keyword CHASE, C-H-A-S-E, as in Chase Center, CHASE, to 20357 right now. That's CHASE to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys. Right now, we're going to be doing this once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday. And that means you qualify every hour to give yourself multiple chances to win. Last time, text the word CHASE to 20357. CHASE to 20357.
Bam.
This is more Steve Kerr on defensively, what he saw from this group last night.
We were on a string. We were connected. I thought we did a pretty good job taking care of transition, which was our number one key. You know, they are so fast in transition. They're one of the best teams in the league scoring in the, you know, first 8 seconds of the clock. They get the ball down the floor. And I thought we took that away. They killed us on the offensive glass, but it wasn't for a lack of effort. Our guys really battled and just stayed with it. So really fun to see them, you know, pull that off.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the Warriors' second straight win yesterday against the Chicago Bulls. And the Warriors kind of turned things around. That road trip was looking like it could have been a nightmare. Oh. And instead, they come back over 500.
Yeah.
So
inbound play away from being 3-0.
Exactly. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors, they're hanging in there despite a few injuries. And also, I know what we got a minute or two before we take a little breather. Jeff Kent is going to the Hall of Fame.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And he don't need me to take a bullet for him, but I'm a little disappointed for Giant fans and people hating on him.
Why?
Saying he wasn't worthy. His offensive numbers were better than Rhino.
I'm Zimmer, not hearing that.
And Joe Morgan, the MVP in this league. So
I'm not hearing that.
I've heard a lot. I won't say from who, a big Giant fan. He's only in the Hall of Fame because Barry Bonds was protecting him in the lineup. Well, Draymond Green's going to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame because he played with Steph Curry and not the Kings. Who cares? Celebrate the guy. But I didn't see it happening. But Jeff Kent, a bad dude. He was a red ass.
Yeah. he's probably on my Mount Rushmore of favorite all-time Giants. I was a huge Jeff Kent fan.
Who are other three before we get out of here? Since you've been here.
Since I've been here. I would have to say Matt Cain.
Wow, look at
Love
you.
Matt Cain. Right. He was a true professional. I would Jeff have Kent. To say Jeff Kent right, for so sure. I always was a big fan of Sean Dunstan.
What? Come on, Stein. Sean Dunstan. Cup. He had a home.
And let me see, who else?
It's kind of obvious. Sarah High School, lefty,
who?
Home run king.
You said my favorites. Probably Rod Beck.
Evan Gibbs.
Loved shooter.
Hey, I love all of them, but boy, that.
Yaz.
Yeah. What about
my favorite
Yaz?
Royal at this point. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. A couple things we're talking about, Warrior-related. How much did these last three games mean? Or does it just get them over the hump while Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Butler, to a lesser extent, get healthy? But the Warriors, hey, they're a lot better than they were a week ago. That's for darn sure. Don't forget, coming up at noon today, one of our favorites, Brian Geltzeiler, SiriusXM NBA Radio. He's going to join us at noon, and it is a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. You can visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And don't forget, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.